Time now for We're Bigger Than You Think, a weekly conversation on the dynamic real estate market in York County and the Two Carolinas, presented by ReinhartRealty.com.
So, Jay Reinhart, give me the pre-COVID migration patterns and the post-COVID migration patterns.
Manning, we study migration patterns throughout the United States, and in a normal year, about 13 to 14% of people in the United States move. Now, they may move for any reason, new job, new baby, closer to mom and dad, you know, health reasons, different things, but that's about 13 to 14%. Well, the first survey just came out, and those people that were surveyed, again, a million households, so not a small survey, 27% of them said, we're moving. And to make it even worse, these were mostly people in an urban setting that were moving to a suburban area. Well, Manning, for York County, guess what we are? We're suburban. So it's going to be an interesting thing that puts a lot of pressure on an already tough market for those people that, okay, I want to move, but okay, you come to York County and there are two houses in my price range for sale, and by tomorrow morning, there will only be one. How do we go about advising these buyers?
And let us not leave out the fact that these people are talking about moving now, not a year or two from now.
Right, Manny. They weren't saying in the next 12 months. They were saying during 2020. So big pressure.
So what do you do in a pressure market like that?
Well, it's a seller's market for a lot of price ranges, Manning. We encourage people to look at their options. And then if they're in a position to where they may want to move either to increase their lifestyle or to take advantage of a sale or even to downsize, now's the time to do it.
And next week, we're going to talk more about how severe that pressure really is. Thank you, Jay.
Thanks, Manning.
Join us Thursdays for We're Bigger Than You Think, presented by ReinhartRealty.com. Trustworthy, reliable real estate services locally, across the nation, across the globe.